Well, now to a non-election story. Rates of sexually transmitted diseases are at an all-time high in the U.S. for the second year in a row, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Since 2014, there's been a 5.9% increase in cases of chlamydia, a 12.8% increase in cases of gonorrhea, and a 19% increase in cases of syphilis. We're joined by Kathleen McDonough, who's a nurse practitioner at Red Door, a Hennepin County public health clinic in Minneapolis. She's on Skype. Kathleen, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, and what are you seeing in terms of STDs at your clinic?
We see every year we see a kind of a constant increase, just as is shown in Minnesota and across the nation, of all these infections. We are a specialty clinic for STDs, and as a result, see, for instance, syphilis, which would be a very unusual infection in other clinics, with quite a bit of regularity.
And what are the reasons, do you think, for the increases?
Well, I'm certain that you know from CDC and the Department of Health that no one really knows. We're all quite interested in it. And if we could figure out the perfect equation to solve it, we would do so. There's any number of possibilities. We rely, in terms of controlling the spread of infection, we rely on communication between people that have been identified with infections and their partners within the applicable time frame prior to their diagnosis. I can tell you with some certainty that many people are left out of that because of client assumptions about who is infectious or who might have carried it and not. Other things that can absolutely limit the diagnosis of infection and therefore the treatment are just the simple access to care issues that we all know about around healthcare in general. So the difficulty in folks accessing care means that fewer people are tested overall on a screening level, and therefore asymptomatic cases go unnoticed and infections continue to spread.
You haven't mentioned apps like Tinder and Grindr. Do you think that those, which make it easier to hook up with people, are increasing the spread of STDs?
That's an interesting question. You know, the possibility that they are increasing the spread of STDs is countered by the fact that the tracing out of infection and treatment of contacts is made easier by online contacts. But anything that enlarges a sexual network and opens it up in new directions is going to increase the frequency of infection.
What about the groups that are most at risk? Are you seeing any changes there?
Our traditional screening model has every female that accesses care when she is 25 or younger gets offered and frequently receives gonorrhea and chlamydia testing. And then there's good reason for that. The numbers of young women or young people under 25 with, for instance, chlamydia is quite high. And as a matter of fact, 2/3 of all the chlamydia cases in recent past have been in that 15 to 25-year-old age range. But we are certainly seeing some increases in, for instance, the over 25s who are not as routinely screened. Infection types, you know, for instance, syphilis rates are higher in probably the 25 to 35-year-old cohort. Gonorrhea has been an issue sort of spread across the board. So there are age groups, there are certainly racial subgroups that appear to have higher rates and a prevalence level of STDs.
Do you find that the level of sex ed and availability of condoms and things like that is adequate right now where you are in Minnesota?
That's an interesting question. A comprehensive sex ed would be just a beautiful thing to truly achieve. I don't think it's the primary. It's certainly not the only solution to rising rates. People can have all the knowledge that they, you know, that's possible through comprehensive sex ed, through access to resources and a milieu in their school or their family that's open and conversational around sex, and still take risk and still get STDs. So I don't think that comprehensive sex ed, while it is a really important thing and ought to always be our goal, I don't think that's the solution to this raising rate.
So is there a solution that you can think of?
Well, I think that the most important thing is for us to keep looking at access to healthcare, and that both means from the insurance standpoint and the payment standpoint, but it's maybe even more important to simply make this kind of testing be available sort of everywhere. So school-based clinics doing it, it's a very effective way to get cases identified, especially again in that 15 to 25-year-old age range. Including STD screening in all sports physicals, considering including HIV and STD screening in any kind of annual physical, whether the person is under 25 or over 25, creating, and this is one thing that STD clinics like us are really looking at, is fast-tracking it, making that visit be very quick and easy, so that we just get a lot more people tested and get their test results to them more quickly.
That's Kathleen McDonough, a nurse practitioner at Red Door at the Hennepin County Public Health Clinic in Minneapolis. Kathleen, thank you for joining us.
It was a pleasure to talk with you.